Jeff was a conductor. His superpower was finding volunteers and organize events so that others would see the value of their service. We'll see you next time. And you knew he would call. Volunteered many of us to charitable runs and bike rides, the South Florida Fair, and many other events that promoted amateur radio and Hamfest. He volunteered entire clubs and then challenged us to the show, wrote Baker of his longtime friend. You can read much more about Beal's lifetime service to amateur radio at ARRL News. Members of the Falmouth Combined Amateur Radio Association and the Barnstable Amateur Radio Club gave an introduction to amateur radio presentation as part of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy's Advanced Studies and Leadership Program, ASLP Camp. The presentation was held in mid-July at the Academy's new conference center with approximately 180 students in attendance. ASLP is a two-week summer college-like residential experience developed by the Cape Cod Collaborative with the Massachusetts Maritime Academy. Emphasis is placed on leadership and development, project-oriented instruction in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM areas, as well as humanities for high-achieving students from the 19 Cape Cod Collaborative member school district. Students attended presentations including an overview of the many facets of amateur radio, its role in emergency communication and events such as hurricanes, and an overview of amateur radio satellite communication, focusing on CubeSats, several of which had been built by students. In addition to get-on-the-air, go-to stations were set up. Students were allowed to make radio contact with licensed amateurs watching and listening. The VHF go-to station contacted several FARA members on the local N1YHS repeater. The HF go-to station made several contacts, including amateur radio stations in Bulgaria, Italy, and Nova Scotia. Organizers reported students in the ASLP camp were attentive and asked good questions. For more information, contact the Falmouth ARA at falara.org. The deadline to submit entries to the 2024 ARRL Field Day was July 23rd. Over 4,000 entries have been received so far. There is still time to check and to correct entries at ARRL Field Day website. Entries shown as complete in the status column have all of the necessary documentation required. However, entries with a status of pending documents need to be reviewed, and any missing or incomplete information should be added. Corrections may be made until August 23rd.